Mamma Mia subscribers, you've been asking and we've been listening. Now, you can get all of your exclusive subscriber audio on Apple Podcasts. That includes everything from bonus episodes of your favourite pods to exclusive segments to all of our audio series.
To link your Mamma Mia subscription to Apple Podcasts, open the Mamma Mia Out Loud page in your Apple Podcasts app and follow the prompts, or head to help.mamamia.com.au.
You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of land and waters that this podcast is recorded on.
Oh my God! Okay, it's happening!
New wardrobes too.
Hello and welcome to You Beauty, the daily podcast for your face. I'm Kelly McCarran.
And I'm Kiri Searles.
I'm Lucy Neville and welcome to the You Beauty Awards Winners Week.
I'm so excited because obviously makeup is my fave category and we are announcing the winners in the makeup category. If you guys haven't listened to the debate episode yet, please go back and have a listen. We promise today is going to be way less hectic than the debate. People didn't like us bickering and I was like, you know what? We just have three very passionate.
Yeah, I just love makeup.
Enthusiasts. Exactly. And you know what? It's bickering with respect for each other.
Yeah, we're friends at the end of the day.
Exactly. The claws were out though and we will leave it at that. Today, we are here to crown the ultimate champions in makeup.
I reckon we should probably start announcing these winners. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I agree.
Let's do it.
Let's kick things off with the very first step in, well, not everyone's makeup regime because not everyone uses primer, but certainly in mine. Mm-hmm. Just as a recap, these were the products that were most voted for in the primer category. So we have the MCO Beauty Hydrating Face Primer, e.l.f. Cosmetics Power Grip Primer, Home Beauty Primer, Bobbi Brown Vitamin Enriched Face Base, and the Benefit Cosmetics The Professional Primer. The runner-up is the Home Beauty Primer.
Yay!
I'm actually stoked that this came second because I really like this brand and I love the founder.
It's only been bumped down to second place in a
second
year.
Second is great.
That's still insane.
That's
like a lady
silver.
Startup.
That's silver at the Olympics.
Exactly. A lady startup in Australia beating all of these international brands. That's so cool.
Go, Queen.
The 2024 You Beauty Award for the primer winner is e.l.f. Cosmetics Power Grip Primer.
Woo! Go, e.l.f. That's so exciting.
Luce, I love this primer. Your pick?
I use it all the time. It's great for when I'm doing like a full glam because it will make everything stay in place. I actually use it as an eyelid primer sometimes to make eyeshadows stay in place.
That's what I needed this morning, remember?
Yeah, so I'm stoked for e.l.f. and also super affordable. You can get it at like Kmart.
And I wonder if maybe that's a reflection on the current cost of living crisis, that makeup is one of those things, or beauty in general, where people are still generally willing to splurge a little
bit. Recession proof.
It's, well, the lipstick effect and little treats for us. But I guess maybe the primer category people are like, that's one area that I am willing not to maybe dive into the luxury and I'll cut back on that.
Yeah.
Because also you can always get it on special as well. So even full price, it's $24.
So why do we think that it did beat out the home beauty primer, because the Home Beauty Primer actually did win last year.
Mm, it is such a good dupe for that really famous Milk Hydro Grip Primer, which is over $100.
Is it?
Yes, it's so expensive. I know, it's so good, but it's so expensive.
Wow, well, this is definitely not. It's $24.
Before we move on, just a huge congratulations to both e.l.f. and our runner-up Home Beauty. What great products.
Okay, we're moving on to concealer. Here are our top five. The Maybelline Instant Age Rewind Concealer, Tarte Shape Tape, NARS Radiant Creamy Concealer, MCO Beauty Instant Camouflage and Contour Concealer, and the Kosas Revealer Super Creamy and Brightening Concealer. All right, the runner-up.
Tell me.
It's Tarte Shape Tape.
Yay! What? We are happy with second place,
Kel. I am
Kel.
Not
it's
happy.
It's a silver at the Olympics.
Silver is only first loser.
No,
that's
no.
Oh my God, my upbringing is now showing through. Dad would be like, second place is just you're the first loser. And I'm like, oh.
Congratulations, Tarte Shape Tape. All right.
You've been robbed.
The 2024 You Beauty Award for Concealer goes to NARS Radiant Creamy Concealer. I am so stoked. I'm wearing it right now.
Okay, teacher's pet over here.
Why do you think NARS beat out Tarte this year?
So if you look at all of the makeup trends that have sort of appeared on TikTok over the past year, a lot of it's latte girl makeup.
Clean girl.
Girl makeup. And we're really going back to a really natural,
ballet
fresh, makeup look rather than anything full coverage. And Tarte is a lot more full coverage than the
it
NARS.
Is. I would say like Tarte is your millennial and then...
Oh my God, that is the most accurate.
NARS is your Gen Z.
I've lived a little bit more and I need my full coverage.
That is so embarrassing and so true.
I will use Tarte Shape Tape for like a going out evening look.
Yeah.
But my everyday, I find that this is a lighter coverage. So I feel like it gives me just a little bit of glow and evens out tone. I will also say for this concealer, one of these lasts me way longer than I always think it's going to.
Oh, I actually most of the time have to throw concealers out because I just use so little that in the end I'm kind of like, ooh, probably should replace this. It's been sitting here for longer.
Yeah.
The thing is like rubbed off, the branding and everything.
I'm like, what is the shade? Don't know.
And it's in the name, so it doesn't just conceal. I find it really adds radiance and glow to my under eye especially, which is what I'm looking for.
I reckon also the fact that it's leaning into that whole skincare as makeup trend.
Yeah.
It's got super hydrating ingredients that keep the skin super nourished. So it's no surprises there. I think that's leaning into that trend as well. And also we love a shade range, a wide shade range, I should say.
Move by Mamma Mia is the exercise app for anybody, anywhere. And in case you missed it, we dropped a brand new stretching collection that can be used to improve mobility and bookend your favourite sweat sessions. Mamma Mia subscribers get unlimited access to Move, and we drop new workouts every single week. If you're on the hunt for movement that makes you feel good, head to move.mamamia.com.au and use the code MOVE10 to get $10 off a yearly subscription.
Okay, time for foundation, my beauty queens. This divided us quite a bit in the debate phase, but here we are. Here are the top five as voted by you. Just as a refresher, Giorgio Armani Liquid Silk Foundation, MCO Beauty Miracle Hyaluronic Tinted Serum, Estee Lauder Double Wear Stay in Place Makeup, NARS Sheer Glow Foundation, and IT Cosmetics Your Skin But Better CC Cream SPF 50. Okay, the runner-up is the MCO Beauty Miracle Hyaluronic Tinted Serum. We're not really surprised by that, are we?
No. Great. If you couldn't tell by absolutely not one of us went, whoa, we just went,
sounds about right. The 2024 You Beauty Award for foundation is NARS Sheer Glow Foundation.
Woo-hoo! Woo! Bloody hell though, NARS. Two in a row.
I feel like,
I know.
Can I just say on In Her Bag, all the time people talk about NARS as the complexion brand that they go to. So this actually doesn't surprise me that much because I think the products would work really well together, the Sheer Glow and the Creamy Radiant Concealer. So I'm excited.
It is beautiful.
It's beautiful.
As I said in the debate when I was like, oh, why is it even? It was my wedding day foundation.
Yeah.
Like that's a huge call to make that it was the product that I chose. Let's talk more about the product.
Why do we think that it beat MCO Beauty?
Both products are really lightweight and hydrating, which seems to be what people are leaning towards at the moment rather than a full coverage matte foundation.
Yeah.
Lightweight coverage, but also lightweight texture. Both still on that more liquidy kind of side.
Yeah, and buildable if you need more
but
coverage.
But I think that's why NARS is potentially one though, because they are so similar, but NARS does have that little bit more coverage because it is more foundation.
Mm. And I think being an international brand, they like have to have a better shade range.
Yeah, they have a really good
shade. So they're more
range.
Inclusive as well, which is we love, obviously. Congrats again to NARS. So they've taken out best foundation and best concealer.
Ooh.
Wowzers. The other brands are shaking
in their boots.
In their, well, I was going to say in their spoolies.
Moving on to mascara. Okay, these products were the most voted for. We have Maybelline Lash Sensational Mascara, Too Faced Better Than Sex Volumizing Mascara, Home Beauty Loyal Lash Mascara, Hourglass Unlocked Instant Extensions Mascara, and the MCO Beauty Extend Lash Mascara, which is what our friend Lucy has on her little peepers. So the runner-up is Hourglass Unlocked Instant Extensions Mascara. I was not seeing that coming.
Neither. That's an expensive mascara.
I'm like thinking we've got some
real bougie Yubis.
All right, the winner of the You Beauty Mascara category is MCO Beauty Extend Lash Mascara. Yay!
That's my girl.
Yay, Shelly. Yay, team. Go you good things.
I just reckon it was a no-brainer.
Yeah.
It's so accessible. It's so affordable.
And like, it's so good.
I love it. I don't know what you want me to say.
I mean, it's the price thing as well, isn't it?
It is the price. You can't go past that because it lives.
What I think is really amazing is that this is a savvy product, but it really works. Like when I tried it for the first time, I'm a smudgy person. I don't really set my under eye because I just don't find that works for me as well. So if a mascara is going to smudge, it's going to smudge on me. I'm a good person to test it. And this is so effective. It really does not smudge under my eyes ever. I can kind of count on it, which is really important. There's nothing worse than when you're like at an event talking to people then you see yourself in a mirror and you're like, what? Why didn't anyone say anything?
No, I have not been crying. I'm just sweaty,
I'm sweaty
or it's humid.
So that has never happened to me with the MCO Beauty Mascara. I get length from it. I do get volume from it. I can double up on the coats and it gives me definition. And also I have dead straight lashes. Like they point almost down. And with this, if I give it a good curl, they'll stay up all day, which to me is like, there's nothing more I want in a mascara.
And knowing that we do have to change our mascaras every three months,
you do.
I would rather be paying $28 or $16 when it's half price than the $55 for the hourglass, because who's really realistically getting through a full bottle of mascara in 3 months?
Completely agree.
Okay, it's time for the complexion category. Just to refresh your memory, these are the products that were the most voted for. We've got the NARS Orgasm Blush, Home Beauty Embodiment Blush, Rare Beauty Soft Pinch Liquid Blush, MCO Beauty Highlight and Glow Beauty Wand, and the Mecca Max Off Duty Contour Stick. Okay, the runner-up is Home Beauty Embodiment Blush.
Yes, I love this blush so much.
So beautiful. I'm stoked for Home Beauty again. We love
killing it this You Beauty Award season.
Yeah, really. And then our 2024 You Beauty Award complexion winner is the Rare Beauty Soft Pinch Liquid Blush.
Yes!
Kelly McCarran is stoked.
Kelly McCarran has two fists in the air right now.
Oh, that is, I'm so happy that the UBs are on board and they know what's,
it's
good.
It's beautiful.
Like, talk about bang for your buck. You need one little drop.
Literally.
Yeah. I also like that there are different formulas of this blush. I think they're really clever. So there's like the satin finish, and then they also have a radiant finish and a more like matte finish.
Yeah.
But I think that is so clever because all of us, no matter what kind of finish you like in your blush, can use this product.
Exactly.
So smart.
I think that one of the reasons why it did beat Home Beauty was potentially the bang for the buck. Like you only need the tiniest amount. It is so pigmented. And once again, we're going back to that really like natural, clean, fresh, healthy sort of makeup look. There is nothing fresher than a pop of blush.
Yeah, and I think the Home Beauty does have that shimmery undertone to that range of blush. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think it's beautiful though.
It is beautiful, but I think that maybe the reason why Rare one is because it does have the option to kind of tone it down.
I also think as well it's like an international brand. Like Home Beauty is a local lady startup, makeup artist founded, so really well known in our beauty world. But if we're talking like broad community, like Rare Beauty
is huge.
Huge.
And it's trendy.
Like yeah,
I think everyone is
the
like,
packaging's gorgeous. It's like it's luxury.
Yeah.
You can get it on Sephora and they have sales throughout the year.
Yes.
Oh, it's so good.
Okay, moving on to lips.
That was a bit sexy.
This one is super exciting for me. These products were the most voted for products in the lip category. MAC Matte Lipstick, Fenty Gloss Bomb Universal Luminizer, Charlotte Tilbury Matte Revolution Lipstick, Benefit Cosmetics Benny Tint, and the very divisive Revlon Super Lustrous Lipstick. So the runner-up is the MAC Matte Lipstick.
Woohoo! Classic.
Classic.
Classic. Ruby. Woo. Russian red.
What was the other one?
Oh, sorry. If anyone just listened to that and went, what? It is some of the iconic
names.
MAC shade names.
Yes. Yes. Great. All right. So enough about the runner-up. Jeez, hype girls over here. I'm going to announce the 2024 You Beauty Award lip winner as, oh, Kel, you might want to close your eyes. It's the Revlon Super Lustrous Lipstick.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Do you know
Victory
what?
Victory is sweet.
It was so funny. Literally on the weekend, I got so many DMs about a lip product that I had on, and then I checked what it was.
Uh-oh.
What was it, Kel?
Rum Raisin.
Revlon Super Luster. That is a good show.
And I was like, oh, lol. Revlon's great. They are iconic lip products as well.
So affordable. It's hydrating. It's easy to use. People are keen to try it because, you know, it's not a huge investment. So if you want to try a new shade, you can do that when it's half price at Chemist Warehouse or half price at Priceline. There's heaps of different finishes.
Yeah, I was going to say similar to Rare, they do have the option of different finishes as well.
Yeah. There's always a time and place for matte lips, but I think, as we've been saying, people are into the more natural kind of glowy makeup at the moment and lustrous lips are having a bit of a moment.
All right. Well, congratulations, Revlon. Super exciting. They are the lords of the lip. So
they're the number one lip
lords of the
brand.
Lips.
Lip lords, if
lip
you will.
Lords. I'm stoked.
Duh.
This felt like a personal victory.
On to our final category.
I'm sad this is coming to an end, to be honest.
I'm having so much fun. I could talk makeup with you two all day. So if you need a reminder, these products were the most voted for in the brows category. We have the Hourglass Arch Brow Sculpting Pencil, Benefit Cosmetics Precisely My Brow Eyebrow Pencil, Emco Beauty Brow Fill and Set, Benefit Cosmetics Gimme Brow Volumizing Eyebrow Gel, and the 1000 Hour Lash Brow Dye Kit, which I made fun of for being in this category, even though it is a fantastic product. Oh my God, and the runner-up is that. Oh my goodness. I'm only reading this script as I'm reading it. And the runner up is the 1000 hour lash and brow dye kit. I guess the Ubi's a time poor and it is a good product.
Saving money. Everyone is like doing treatments that they can do at home. Yes. And if you can dye your lashes and your brows at home.
And I think the way that trends are going with brows at the moment, it's a bit of like a, you can pull off a good
more
brow.
Natural.
Exactly. Yeah. Whereas before it was like sculpted. Very much sculpted. Yeah.
But the 2024 U-Beauty Award winner for brows is Benefit Cosmetics Precisely My Brow Pencil.
Yay. Go team. I love this pencil.
I'm glad they won because they specialize in brows. That'd be sad if they didn't.
Very true.
Yes.
You know what? Revlon might be Lord of the Lips. Benefit are Lord of the Brows.
I would say they're
King.
No, something with B. Baronesses of the brows.
Oh, good work.
Barons of the brows.
A baron of the brows.
Boss of the brows.
Brow boss. So there is Brent Prestige. We all know them for their brow products.
Exactly, yeah.
So if you're a newbie, they were probably who you went for. Mm-hmm. You can go to the counters like at my
Yeah, they're still there. Yeah, 100%.
Like, and they've got brow technicians there to help you. It's really, really cool. It is a dual-ended design product. So you've got like the pencil on one side and then the little spoolie brush on the end. Just so good, so quick, so easy for a natural-looking fluffy brow or something more defined.
Also, the spoolie on the end, I use that spoolie for everything.
Everything.
Yeah. Everything.
It's like a good spoolie.
Even if you draw a stroke that's too long, use the spoolie and scratch it
just
away.
Just get it off, yeah. And it's like firmer than other spoolies but not harsh.
Doesn't hurt,
It's just excellent.
I also use a spoolie when I get mascara on my eyelid.
I have seen you do that, actually.
I wait for it to dry down and then just scratch it off with a spoolie.
Flick.
Yeah. I think Benefit beat out the 1000-hour lash and brow dye kit because there is some skill required or there is a perception of skill being required.
I would say that, yeah, people are a little bit hesitant to do this at home and maybe that's what's stopping them from picking it as their winner.
But this was the runner-up and I can't recall it being in the top two last year, so maybe it's climbing its way
people
up.
People are getting more confident. And crafty with things. Congrats to Benefit. Yay.
And also to 1000 Hour. How exciting.
Good for them. Thank you so much for everyone who voted in the U Beauty Awards presented by Maya. It's so exciting. It's such a big deal to win and to be a runner-up and just to even be a nominee.
Totally.
Like, it's so exciting. So congratulations.
Tune in tomorrow to hear Kelly, Lee and I announce the winners in the hair category. I'm so excited for this.
I wasn't there for the debate, but poor old Erin is off weather.
She's under the weather.
She's under the weather. I can't get any of my analogies right today or whatever they're called. I think I just stuffed that up. So I'm going to step in.
Very exciting.
If you want more beauty content, sign up to our YouBeauty newsletter for free. We've popped a little link in the show notes to make it super easy to find.
I will see you tomorrow, Ubies.
Bye.
See ya.